Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
How would you feel if you had the chance to make millions of dollars from a brand deal, record contract, or sponsorship, but through poor decision-making or bad advice from someone you trusted, you had to watch it disappear into thin air? For these rappers, this was the harsh reality to face as they missed out on a life-changing bag. But often, they had no one to blame but themselves. This was certainly the case for North Carolina's DaBaby. Looking back now, it's hard to imagine that at one point, this man, for a brief moment, overtook Drake in monthly Spotify listeners, racking up 2 number one albums in a row with Kirk and Blame It On Baby, as well as smash singles like Rockstar with Roddy Ricch. DaBaby found a winning formula with a mixture of brash, comedic style, tough persona, and a distinctive flow. For a little while, he was such a big star that even pop stars like Dua Lipa asked him to hop on remixes. But with one fateful performance at Rolling Loud, DaBaby would ruin it all.
Show up today with HIV, AIDS, any of them deadly sexual transmitted diseases that'll make you die in 2-3 weeks. Put a cell phone light in the air. Lady, if you smell like water, put a cell phone light in the air. Fellas,
lights up.
Fellas, if you ain't sucking dick in the parking lot, put your cell phone lights
Let's
in the air.
Let's be real about this shit.
Yeah, keep it real.
Some of y'all niggas suspect as a. Let's be real.
As soon as the word spread of this rant at the 2021 edition of the festival, DaBaby was suddenly scrambling to try and get a hold of the situation before it permanently tarnished his reputation. Almost immediately, he was dropped from a million-dollar deal with the Boohoo fashion line and even had Elton John gunning for him. Soon, he was issuing apologies, but people didn't really buy it. What you said was stupid and uneducated. Do yourself and your fans a favor and get a little education. We are not all dirty hoes or junkies. With fashion brands already cutting ties and Dua Lipa pulling the remix to Levitating from streaming services, it was clear that DaBaby's acceptance into the mainstream had been revoked. In an interview with Big Boy, the rapper reflected on just how much the slip-up had cost him.
$20-30 million that I would have had before the ball dropped. I had $30 million worth of shows on the schedule before December 31st. I was finna buy my private plane, but it is what it is. It go how it go.
You know, you gotta go through. You gotta go through what you go through. You do it. But when you pop like the way I pop, and the way this person popped, the way this person had it on lock, the way this person had it on lock, you know, at some point, like the world, you know, just try to just bring them down.
It's part of life. It's a part of success. You deal with
absolutely.
That,
once you go up, once you go all the way up, you know what I'm saying.
I can't wait for you to fall.
Despite this, he tried to stay positive and acted like it was all just a part of his journey. Although you could applaud him for his positive mentality, a setback isn't just selling 500 tickets for a show at New Orleans' Smoothie King Center, which holds a grand total of 17,000 people. That's fatal to your career. Still, DaBaby keeps going and making music even if audiences are increasingly unmoved by his claims that he's been blackballed. And if there's any benefit that he could take from this, it's that he now knows not to open his mouth when he doesn't have all the facts. Where DaBaby lost a bag by angering the LGBTQ+ community, Rick Ross's mistake stemmed from horrifying every woman on the planet. Back in 2013, the self-proclaimed boss was still at the peak of his powers. He was just coming off another gold album. His MMG label was flourishing, and in March of 2012, he signed a lucrative endorsement deal with Reebok. But in an instant, all this was about to go wrong for Rosé, with one misjudged lyric on Rocco's song, You Don't Even Know. On the track, Rick makes a bizarre claim about his plans for the night when he said,
"Put Molly all in her champagne, she ain't even know. I took her home and I enjoyed that.
Immediately, people were horrified, and before long, Reebok had a women's group protesting outside their headquarters, demanding that they sever ties with him.
People are protesting Rick Ross's lyrics, claiming that he promotes rape. Here's what some of the people had to say.
Enough is enough.
It is a hate crime to be out there making fun of, making light of drugging and rape. Women, something that happens all too often.
Rick Ross is a disgrace to humanity. This guy's a joke. How do you say, I slipped her Molly, went home and enjoyed that, and she didn't even know, and then say you didn't mean to condone? He knew exactly what he's saying. The fact of the matter is he's just a coward, and now he's trying to avoid dealing with it.
Within a month of the track being unveiled, Rosé was cast outside by Reebok. We do not believe that Rick Ross condones sexual assault. We are very disappointed he has yet to display an understanding of the seriousness of this issue or an appropriate level of remorse. At this time, it is in everyone's best interest for Reebok to end their partnership with Mr. Ross. Since then, Rosé has been aligned with other brands, including his Luc Belair Rose wine brand and his numerous Wingstop franchises. But it's obvious that losing that Reebok deal still weighs heavy on his mind.
My circumstances and my incidents, well, I did lose a seven-figure deal, Reebok, and I took that to the chin, and I have no love lost for Reebok, you understand? Because I needed to understand I was a king, you understand? And they right, I didn't need to promote that. The parties I attended at the time, where I'm from, that was the lifestyle, you dig? And when you look at the reaction when we performed that record, that was the most popular line to a lot of motherfuckers. And that's who I wrote that for. I wrote that for motherfuckers who live that lifestyle. And me being a king, I did not need to promote that amongst my beautiful queens. I took that to the chin.
Rather than just being a random Instagram live rant, these comments from Rosé actually came in defense of another individual who was under fire for controversial comments, is Cardi B. Beginning on Love & Hip Hop before transitioning to becoming a legitimate artist, Cardi B has made herself into one of the leading lights of modern female hip hop. But as her star began to rise, some of her past seeped to the surface, including her admitting that she used to drug and rob men after luring them back to her apartment.
Yeah, 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 that's from this hotel, and I drugged them and I robbed them. That's what I used to do. Not the hand it to me,
Despite this, she still managed to lock in deals with the likes of Pepsi, Reebok, Fashion Nova, Steve Madden, Marc Jacob, Rap Snacks, and more. But she still regrets missing out and stepping into the video game world because of an ongoing court battle. My stupid decisions from my past caused me to miss out on money now. I have a multi-million dollar Call of Duty deal on the table that I couldn't take because of court. Guys, think twice about those quick decisions. Lesson learned. Dismissed opportunity stems from a guilty plea over claims that back in 2018, she had thrown a hookah and champagne bottles at two bartenders before ordering people she was with to assault the woman. It's been over 4 years and Cardi has really moved to another part of her life. Her lawyer Drew Findling said after she entered a guilty plea. While Cardi's decision to take the deal was taken out of her hands, some people who missed out on a golden opportunity because they were given bad advice were the G-Unit crew. Back in the early 2000s, 50 Cent oversaw the iconic rap group, which featured Young Buck, Lloyd Banks, and Tony Yayo. Over the years, they had a very turbulent relationship, with 50 saying on numerous occasions that he was disappointed in how their careers panned out. Crazily, it has even reached a point where it's been rumored that Young Buck is selling his musical catalog to pay his debts to 50. But Buck could have had plenty of money to spare if 50 hadn't told his G-Unit soldiers not to take a deal with Vitamin Water. As you probably know, 50 was a spokesperson for Vitamin Water and had a stake in the company. Allegedly, he ended up making between $60 to $100 million when the sale was finalized. But as Young Buck explained on Vlad TV, himself, Banks, and Yayo could have had a piece of that pie if 50 didn't put a stop to it. And in Buck's attempt, he basically brought it to 50's attention in the first place.
Vitamin Water situation was a situation where I remember it coming through.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
Is it really that bad?
I had protein this morning. Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Insulin sensitivity.
Always
Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
The pipelines, and I remember me also coming to 50 saying, hey, yo, what about this? He would pay attention to him, but if it wasn't no upfront money involved in the deals, he wouldn't encourage us to do the deals. And the Vitamin Water deal was exactly kind of that way, where there was opportunity. I think we all could have been a part of that deal, but it wasn't no upfront money there for us. So he took the deal. Whatever percentage he got out of that deal turned into what he was able to walk away from.
Blocked by his CEO at the time, Buck's biggest missed opportunity in business happened through no fault of his own. But the same can't be said for Chris Brown. Back in the early stages of his career, Chris Brown was essentially seen as the golden boy of modern R&B. The minute he popped out with tracks like Gimme That and Yo, Excuse Me Miss, he was seen as this generation's next big star who'd appeal to the ladies, while doing enough collaborations with street-certified rappers that the fellas could get on board too. As his power in the game grew, he was repurposing his hit single Forever to croon about Wrigley's chewing gum. Just months after signing with the company, Chris would lose the world's approval when he was accused of assaulting his then-girlfriend Rihanna.
He had no soul in his eyes, just blank. So at that point, I just didn't know what could happen. He was clearly blacked out. There was no person when I looked at him. It's almost as though he had nothing to lose. He has so much to lose. It wasn't the same person that says, I love you. It was not those, it definitely weren't those eyes.
I was wrong for what I did. And I would definitely say that it's not something that I look past or look over. It's something that's really, really touchy. And like I said, I'm really sorry for what went down and what happened.
No matter how apologetic he seemed at the time, people weren't buying it, and Wrigley realized that being aligned with him was not the look they were going for. Wrigley is concerned about the serious allegations made against Chris Brown. We believe Mr. Brown should be afforded the same due process as any citizen. However, we have made the decision to suspend the current advertising featuring Brown and any related marketing communications until the matter is resolved. Once he pleaded guilty to the felony charges, Wrigley then formally terminated the contract, and for a little while, it really looked like the situation could minimize his success. When his album Graffiti dropped later that same year, it peaked at number 7 on the charts, which was a massive drop compared to his prior two albums. While he undoubtedly bounced back, the incident left a permanent smear on his reputation. Today, artists are still regularly critiqued for working with him, further diminishing the money he can make. By now, he's at his wit's end with how it has limited his career, and left a lasting impression of him to so many fans that they'll never overlook. If y'all still hate me for a mistake I made as a 17-year-old, please kiss my whole entire ass. I'm so tired of y'all running with this narrative. You weird-ass dudes are the same ones that tune in every week to see Blueface and Christian beat the out of each other in front of the whole world. But that's okay. It's entertainment. All y'all can suck my dick respectfully. Where Chris resorting to violence has damaged his career, it was just alluding to violence that led Mr. Kanye West losing billions of dollars. Over the years, Ye has weathered untold numbers of controversies. From declaring that George Bush doesn't care about black people.
George Bush doesn't care about black people. They've given them permission to go down and shoot us.
I didn't appreciate it then, and I don't appreciate it now. It's one thing to say, you know, I don't appreciate the way he's handled his business. It's another thing to say this man's a racist. I resent it. It's not true. And it was one of the most disgusting moments of my presidency.
To putting on the red MAGA hat, the outspoken Ye has always weathered the storm without any major damage to his pockets. Even after he said he was $1 million in debt back in 2016, that only led to an even bigger come up later when the Yeezy line and a major deal with Gap would make him a billionaire. However, once he began making anti-Semitic remarks and claiming that he was gonna go DEFCON 3 on Jewish people via Twitter, he officially reached a point where the companies he worked with no longer saw his erratic behavior as a pathway for profit. And soon, they started jumping ship. Within a matter of days, Adidas dropped him before Gap, Balenciaga, and documentary makers MRC all canceled projects and otherwise concluded their dealings with him. Even his school, the Donda Academy, was forced to close its doors, with Ye then missing out on 15K a year tuition per student. Although the exact total that he lost as a result to this hasn't been revealed, West made his own estimate on Instagram. I lost $2 billion in one day and I'm still alive, Ye wrote in the post. This is love speech. I still love you. God still loves you. To further emphasize how quickly these companies threw him to the side, West said that his 2024 presidential bid was actually a direct result of his money woes after everything went down.
The reason why I'm announcing that I'm running for president is I want the FCC to look at my money. If the FCC was looking at my money, there had been a possibility that Adidas wouldn't have went into JP Morgan and froze my account and put a $75 million hold on 4 different accounts. I went from being a multi-billionaire to not being able to use my Apple Pay. 4 nights ago, I couldn't use my Apple Pay because somehow Adidas was able to legally go in and freeze my money. And when I see this, I think, well, if this could happen to me, this could happen to other Americans. And for what?
Since then, Ye has continued to discuss how much all of this cost to him, revealing that it's just a fraction of what he once had. However, one man that is still trying to build his settlement long after he lost a major deal is Akon. Today, Akon is largely removed from the music industry. The man who was once a superstar is now focusing on scammy crypto projects and building what he's dubbed as Akon City, a Wakanda-inspired region in Senegal. But long before he was doing that, he was just an artist on the road. During that time, he was unhinged. For example, during a performance in Trinidad while on stage, Akon invited a girl who, wink wink, wasn't 18 and did some questionable things with her on stage. Later, fans found out that she was the daughter of a minister, which made things only worse.
The video shot last month in Trinidad shows the singer simulating on stage with a female fan, twisting, turning, and flipping her.
In the aftermath of the footage appearing online, Akon tried to get ahead of the situation and take on the poor management at the club that allowed this to happen in the first place. I want to sincerely apologize for the embarrassment and any pain that I've caused to the young woman who joined me on stage, her family, and the Trinidad community for the events at my concert, Akon said. The idea would also become the basis of his track, Sorry, Blame It On Me. Still, even with Akon's efforts to make amends, Verizon pulled out of the financial backing of a tour which was headlined by himself and Gwen Stefani. We made a decision based on what we saw, and in this case, our own customers, who we listened to, were reacting. James Garris, a Verizon spokesman, said. Garris then said that Verizon would remove Akon from any array of the internet and store promotions, though it had not removed his music from its ringtone service. A deal which cost him at least $1 million, Akon later thanked Gwen Stefani for sticking by him through all the chaos that ensued.
Verizon pulled my sponsorships and all of this.
But
Gwen Stefani though,
right,
rode with me because that Verizon sponsorship sponsored the whole tour, and I was on it. So they came to her and was like, listen, Khan, if you want us to continue sponsoring this tour, you need to pull him off your tour. And she was like, I'm not doing that.
In Akon's case, it was dealing with an underage girl that damaged his career. But as for Lil Wayne, it was slandering a historical figure's name that led him to losing a major deal with Mountain Dew. Although an exact number never emerged, it was rumored that when Wayne signed on with Mountain Dew in 2012, he was primed to make millions. But suddenly, just as his ads were hitting the screens, his bars on a remix to Future's Karate Chop destroyed their partnership.
Pop a lot of pain pill, about to beat that pussy up like Emmett Till.
In case you're unfamiliar with Emmett, he was a 14-year-old black man who was viciously and unjustly killed by white men after he was accused of offending a white woman. As such, he is treated with reverence by the community due to the tragic circumstances of his death. With Wayne's bars shocking the Till family and others, PepsiCo acted swiftly, declaring, "We do not plan any additional work with Lil Wayne moving forward." Once again, Wayne's story reveals that it only takes one bar or misguided action for millions to slip through your fingers. And if this list teaches young rappers anything, it's that they should consider what they stand to lose before acting rashly when in the public eye.